From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The leading suspect in the Paris terrorist attacks appears in court. Salah Abdeslam entered a courthouse in the French capital just hours after his extradition from Belgium. The 26-year-old Frenchman, who lived in Brussels, has been on the run since the November 13th Paris attacks. The UN's Syria envoy, Stéphane de Mistura, Thursday called for a renewal of the Syrian ceasefire.
This round of talks have instead been overshadowed, let's be frank, by a substantial and indeed worrisome deterioration of the cessation of hostilities.
De Mistura called on the United States and Russia to salvage the cessation of hostilities so he can hold another round of peace talks. The United States is urging Ukraine to start jailing corrupt officials after months of political turmoil.
It's time to start locking up people who have ripped off the Ukrainian population for too long, and it's time to irradiate the cancer of corruption.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs Victoria Nuland saying in Kiev Wednesday that she's encouraged by the government's commitment to reforms, particularly those in the judiciary. Former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert has been sentenced to 15 months in prison. Hastert's case involves hush money paid to one of at least four male former students he allegedly abused sexually decades ago. Hastert must also undergo sex offender treatment, 2 years of supervised release after prison, and pay a fine of $250,000. Before sentencing, Chicago's federal court judge Thomas Thornton described Hastert as a serial child molester. This is VOA News. After a string of primary election victories Tuesday, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton appear close to becoming their party's nominees for president. Trump now needs to win just half of the remaining available delegates to claim the nomination on the first ballot at this summer's Republican convention. On the Democratic side, Clinton is close to defeating her sole competitor, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders plans to begin laying off hundreds of campaign workers around the country in order to focus on winning the June 7th primary election in California. Donald Trump called Wednesday for sharp changes in U.S. foreign policy to put American interest first, claiming that currently it is, in his words, a complete and total disaster.
My foreign policy will always put the interests of the American people and American security above all else. Has to be first. Has to be.
Trump gave a comprehensive foreign affairs speech in Washington Wednesday. Republican presidential hopeful Ted Cruz, who is believed to have little or no chance to gain enough delegates to win at the party convention, has chosen his vice presidential running mate.
I have come to the conclusion that if I am nominated to be president of the United States, that I will run on a ticket with my vice presidential nominee, Carly Fiorina.
Fiorina ran for the Republican presidential nomination herself but dropped out after a string of electoral losses. OECD Secretary General Angel Gurria said during a news conference Wednesday at the London School of Economics that Britain's exit from the European Union would be a costly mistake that could result in a de facto tax on British families.
Unlike most taxes, however, this one will not finance the provision of public services or close the fiscal gap. The Brexit tax would be a pure deadweight loss.
British voters will decide whether they want to leave the European Union in a June 23rd referendum. A soldier suspected of killing 11 people at a military barracks in Cape Verde has been arrested after a manhunt. Police say Manuel Silva was arrested Wednesday in the capital while driving a stolen taxi. They say he offered no resistance. More than 100 gang members have been arrested in New York in what authorities are calling the largest gang takedown in the city's history. Manhattan U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara said Wednesday 120 members of two gangs were arrested and charged with racketeering, narcotics, and firearms offenses. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day mixed. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.